Okay, I'm ready to get started. If you've got any noise in the background, just press star 6 on your phone to take out that noise, and then we'll be able to just have you come off of mute to participate. It's great to have you here with us tonight. I'd like to keep this session really interactive. For those who are just joining us for the first time, we talk each Tuesday night about one of the qualities of an intentional creator. And we've spent the last few weeks going through connection with people, the principles of intrinsic validation, how to step into someone's world and take down walls of resistance and create connection. And then we've spent the last couple of weeks going through a discussion around mental creation, how to use our vivid visualization to create things mentally. We know that creation occurs in two very different dimensions. And I just want us to grasp this tonight because we're going to talk about one of the most important dimensions tonight. That's the physical creation of something. So mentally we create it, then physically we create it. Mentally helps us physically, but it doesn't replace physical creation. We don't magically manifest tangible reality by vividly visualizing. What we manifest is an inspired idea of possibilities. Ideas, solutions, inspired ideas that will ignite part of our brain. Matter of fact, if we were wired to an MRI, as I've shared with all of you, we would actually see parts of the brain light up when we get those inspired ideas or impressions or solutions to challenges. So we know that in the mental creation piece, it is designed for us to get an inspired idea. And it's not a small thing, because when it ignites our passion, that passion is the secret to physical creation. Because the passion drives our focus and our discipline and our effort and our actions. We will do whatever is required to create intangible reality, that which we've seen so clearly in our mind. We'll work without counting the cost or tracking the time. Now, I've got my two hands up in the air. My left hand is mental creation. My right hand is physical creation. If you can just see those two. Over here in mental creation, I can use my vivid visualization and go into fantasy and end up in catastrophe and confusion and overwhelm and fear and angst. I can go right into that dark dungeon of despair and discouragement and play out worst-case scenarios. I can engage in other counterfeit forms of visual pleasure. These are all very destructive uses of this gift. Or I can use this gift to go into mental rehearsal, where I see something in the near future, get ideas, and come back and execute. I explore possibilities. I seek inspiration. If there's anyone I can serve, put them on my path, and I'll serve them. I problem solve, and I plan, and I goal set. That's how I use this thought process in a way in which it will manifest an inspired idea or an impression. I'll see it so clearly that it will ignite my passion. Now, there are those who want us to believe that if we can visualize it with enough intention, it will manifest. I want tonight to share with you the truth about that statement, and let's see if we can debunk the falsehood, because if we're trying to skip the work of creation, we'll never create. It won't happen. But there are some very magical things that do happen when we're in passion-driven action and we're focused on creating value in people's lives. That's what I want to show you. There are some really amazing things that can happen. Mental creation, physical creation, two very different dimensions. Things are very real in the mental dimension. There's no question about it. Very vivid, so much so that the body will create what they call a mental construct. It'll construct an idea in our mind, and it's so real to the mind, the body reacts to it. It's that real. So it's very real. Thoughts are things, but to be very careful how we use this gift of vivid visualization. So we're going to move now. We've now used our mind constructively. We've got this inspired idea, this impression. We're sitting here thinking about a speech we're going to give or a presentation we're going to give. We get this idea. Wow, it just came out of nowhere. But you know it's important. You've experienced this before. You trust those impressions. You act on them. And so you take the action, and it makes it exciting to do the work. It's not boring. It's not mundane. It's not repetitious. It's not burdensome. It's not hard. It's passion-driven. Same work. Except for now it's being driven by passion, that secret we get from the mental creation. And we begin the process now of actually doing the work. Now, if our intention when we're doing mental creation is to connect with people and create value everywhere we go and with everyone we meet and to contribute to the world, if that's our desire, it's not to just be rich and buy a tropical island and tell people to go to heck because we're sick and tired of dealing with annoying people. That is not going to engage the powers that create this process. But if we are looking to connect, let's write that one down, connect with people, create value, and contribute to the world, if that's our intention, then we'll get that inspired idea. And when we come over here to execute on it, we now are acting in partnership with a power greater than ourselves. And now it's time for doors to open. And they do. This is where we take our clay, what we've been given. We create the most we can with it. And when we're in that creation, because our intention is to create value, because our intention is to connect and serve people and to contribute to the world, we're now playing in a very special playground, and things start to open up to us. We should expect miracles. We should expect people to come into our life who can serve us and who we can serve. We'll find that as we spend time here living in the now, that we'll be spending time with our true self, our real true self, the observer of our life, our true self. And when we're dealing with our true self, it heals our self-esteem. It's a wonderful experience. We also know that as we create as much as we can with the clay we've been given, we're actually given more clay. This experience has been so profound in the last just month alone, as I've watched this law play out again and again and again. So, if this isn't working for us, what we want to do is go back to mental creation and say, where are my thoughts? Have I been escaping to a time in the future when everything would be wonderful and living out scenarios of what it'll be like then? I'm in fantasy. It's not going to work. Do I go into the dark dungeon of despair and discouragement and play out worst-case scenarios and worry about what's going to happen and how am I going to pay my mortgage that's due on the 15th and how am I going to pay my car payment or whatever it might be? Do we go into that space? If we do, this won't work. If we go into counterfeit forms of mental pleasure, we start, the most common example is pornography. Isolates us from human beings. It creates all kinds of really awful mental processes. It destroys intimacy and relationships. That's very destructive. So any one of those, this process isn't going to work. And if our desire has been in the past, it's okay if it's been. We just want to become aware of it. If our desire is, I just want to get rich. I just want to have the stress gone. I want to finally have a life of ease with time and financial freedom. I just want the pressure gone. If that is our secret desire and our real intention, this will not work. Because all of those processes are antithetical. They're the total opposite of intentional creation. We're trying to avoid the process of stretching and growing and becoming. We're in a dark dungeon where light and love cannot even go. Or we're violating the sanctity of human life, whatever it might be. We're having this conflicting mental process. We're not going to open up this incredible experience. But if our intention, again, is to connect with people and serve them, create value everywhere we go, and to contribute to the world. If that's our burning desire, it will drive vivid visualization. We'll get those ideas that ignite our passion. We begin the process of doing the work. And as we do the work in that space, that's when the miracles occur. We speed up creation to its fastest possible pace. Its fastest possible pace. We say, well, I haven't got time for this. Well, it's not an option. This is what it takes to create. We don't get to skip the work. We just get to choose, is it boring, mundane, repetitious, or burdensome? Or is it passion-driven? That's our choice. So let's explore this physical creation just a little bit. Before we do, I just want to see if there's anybody who's got a question about what I've shared so far. Any comments, thoughts? Any light bulbs that have turned on? Anybody that would like to share? Oh, we're a quiet group tonight. Okay. What I just described to you is a fundamental shift required by all intentional creators. Those who create wildly successful things, this is how they use their mind. If we haven't been able to do so, now we know why. Now we know why. So we just make this fundamental shift. That means from a practical standpoint that any time our mind wants us to go over into that negative place, we pull out our tomahawk. Remember that? Not going there today. I'm staying in creation. And we go into one of the five mental creation processes till we get an inspired idea. Then we just act on it. Now, I mentioned to you that when we're in this place, we are dealing with our true self. I want to take you into some space. We talked about this when we were all coaching together, but now in the context of this discussion tonight, let's see if I can make this become even clearer. Because this is something all of us have done. We have all procrastinated. We've all put something off. When we are passion-driven and we're in action, we are shedding all the noise in our head. We are fully present. And we are bringing all of our gifts and talents to the creation of that item. We're bringing all of our ability to step into someone's world and to listen and be safe and create a safe place. All those pieces are there with us. We've all experienced our true self. And we experience it when we procrastinate and then decide to jump in and do something. Now, we've done this exercise sometimes before. We've got new people with us tonight. Let's just do it all together. I want you to picture out in front of you, about 10 feet in front of you, a task. We're going to call it a big ugly. Something we really don't want to look at. We really don't want to pay any attention to it because we really don't want to have to do it. It's going to take so much time, so much effort. And we're afraid maybe we don't know how to do it or we won't have enough time to do it or enough energy to do it. We're just so busy. We're so tired. We're so overwhelmed. All kinds of fear. And Og says, my procrastination, which has held me back, is born of fear. So I've got all this fear. Well, I want you to imagine yourself walking toward this event. That's like time ticking. We're getting closer and closer and closer to a deadline when this has to be addressed. We have no option. There's a deadline. It has to be filed. It has to be submitted. It has to be done. Whatever it might be, it's got to be taken care of. And we finally are facing it. And we have no other option. We put it off till 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's got to be there at 7 o'clock the next morning. We've delayed as long as we possibly can, and now we have to jump in and get it done. Most of us have been there. I would say all of us have been there. And we finally jump in and take on the task. We just set everything aside and zero in on the task. Now play along with me. What's almost the first thing we say after we start jumping in and start doing the task? What are some of the thoughts that come to our mind? What do we say?
Wish I'd started this sooner.
Yeah, I wish I'd have started this earlier. What else? Now, when you make a comment, just add the word wow, wow, and then say it. Wow.
Yeah, why did I wait so long? Wow.
Wow, why did I wait so long? Can you
this
feel that
so
energy?
Bad. Wow.
Wow, that's not so bad. Wow. What is the wow? What creates that wow? Why is it all of a sudden easier than we thought it should be? Doesn't take as much time as we thought, or whatever it might be. Why is it we have this wow factor? What happened to create the wow? Anybody?
Action.
I'm sorry?
Action.
Action. We took the action. That's correct. And as Og says, action, that to destroy the flutters in my heart, I must act without hesitation. That this will turn the lion of terror to an ant of equanimity. I've always asked, why? But why does it turn it into equanimity, peace of mind? Why is it all of a sudden so easy? Wow. Here's the gift for the night. It becomes easy because we finally shut off all the noise in our head and we showed up. We showed up. In all of our magnificence, in all of our natural ability, with all of our gifts, unfettered by doubt and fear and confusion and anger and impatience and rebellion, we showed up. That's the real you. That's what you're capable of doing when you shut off the noise in your head. Exciting thing to know. We're doing this with college athletes. We're shutting off that noise and watching incredible increases in productivity. You've seen it in your own life when you've taken on that challenge. And all of a sudden, wow. Well, isn't it interesting that we delay, 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 jump in, surprise. Delay, 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 jump in, surprise. Because for a lifetime, most of us have been doing this over and over and over again. One of the key reasons why we want to use our mind constructively to ignite passion is that when passion is ignited, we show up. We work without counting the cost or tracking the time. Free of the noise in our head. This is a beautiful place because we get to spend some time with our true self in physical creation. That certainly heals self-esteem. Get the inspired idea. We act on it. We create something that would not have been there otherwise. And it lifts our soul. And again, we create at the fastest pace possible. Now, here's a couple of challenges. I'm going to compound one of them tonight. First challenge is most of us struggle using our mind constructively. Most of us are in such a habit of worrying, of playing out worst-case scenarios, of even being kind of victim-y a little bit, you know, in that dark dungeon. Or we spend time in fantasy, escaping to a time when everything will be okay. That is the natural, normal default when faced with a challenge. We are going to change the way you think. You're going to change it. Not going there. I'm going to stay in creation. Because when you're in creation, you get the inspired idea. That's what's manifest. That ignites your passion. And you show up. You show up in the creation. And it happens so much quicker. And you add to that, I'm being redundant tonight because I want to drive this home, that while you're showing up, so does the universe. And people are put on your path who can serve you and who you can serve. And it is nothing short of miraculous. Now, first challenge is using our mind constructively. The next is staying present in the now. Because this is where we do our physical creation. Again, we don't get to skip it. We just get to speed it up by bringing our true self to it. And by plugging into the planet and bringing the universe in partnership to it. And there are things that happen that we don't even create. They just come to us. They are attracted to us in that process. Remember I said a few moments ago, I'll tell you the piece of this that's true. When we vividly visualize, this physical reality manifest. If we vividly visualize constructively and we ignite passion and the true person shows up plugged into the planet with a desire to create value and connect and contribute, yeah, then there are things that are put on our path, and it's almost magical. Now, that doesn't create it. That creates an opportunity, a door opens, a possibility. We step into that, and that introduces to the next person. All of a sudden, we're like, wow, 2 weeks ago, I had no idea I was going to do this, and all of a sudden, it's being done. It's being done with people I didn't even know 2 weeks ago. Oh, my goodness. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, we want to talk about staying present in the now. I'm going to share with you something we talked about when we were in individual coaching with some of you, group coaching with some of you. Some of you have tried it. We haven't really lived it fully. And this is an opportunity for us to do it one more time, because we want what I'm about to share with you to become a way of life. A way of life. Living present in the now. We are so conscious that when we go into our mind, we're present in that moment, getting inspired ideas. We are consciously conscious everywhere we go. We don't just go wandering off in fantasy or into catastrophe, because sometimes we can do that when we're driving down the street and we don't even know. We're not even conscious we're there. Unless we stop and say, where was I just then? Oh, my goodness, I was in the Caribbean scuba diving and taking my Learjet to France and, you know, whatever it might be. We want to be so conscious that when we're in our mind constructively, we are there paying attention to those inspired ideas. And when we're present in the now, we're in physical creation of those ideas. So I want to walk through this process. Now, this process only works when it's your vision. It only works when it's your vision. I'm going to share with you mine. Then I'm going to encourage you to create your own. It can be a hybrid of what I do. But if I just tell you to do what I'm going to do, you probably won't be able to do it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be boring, mundane, repetitious. It won't feel passion-driven unless it's your own vision. I'm going to share mine with you. I'm sitting in a chair in my living room facing north. The year is 2003. I am very concerned because I spend a lot of time in my mind. And far too often, it's in fantasy or catastrophe. I want to stop this. I am using my mind constructively, and I'm using mental creation. I'm vividly visualizing the next morning. What could I do to help me stay more present in the now? And this is the vision I got, an inspired idea that ignited my passion, passion that drove my focus, discipline, effort, and action. Vision was this. I clearly saw myself, the next morning, at the very beginning of the morning, reading scroll number 5. So write that down, scroll number 5. I'll live this day as if it is my last. That's a sobering scroll for me right now. We just buried a friend last Wednesday, one the Wednesday before, and we'll bury a third one next Wednesday. This has been really an interesting time. When Og talks about people who were here yesterday are no longer with us today. And is this my time to excel? I'm not going to waste one moment. Mourning yesterday's defeats, yesterday's aches of the heart, for why should I throw good after bad? I'm not going to spend any time trying to do tomorrow's task while standing in today's path, or putting tomorrow's gold in today's purse, or worrying about events I may never see. I'm going to stay present in the now. Because every moment I waste of now, worrying about the future, I've robbed myself of some of the time necessary to solve the problem. We say, well, it's unsolvable. It's only 10 days from now. And I say, well, I've seen miracles in 10 days. What you won't know 10 days from now is if you don't use your mind constructively and stay in passion-driven action, you'll never know if it could have been solved. You'll create a fulfilling, self-fulfilling prophecy. And if you've done everything you can do, you can be at peace knowing you've done everything you can do. That's a great thing. So here we are. I read scroll five. Then I see myself looking at the activities of the day. Just be with me for a moment. Reflect on tomorrow. On Wednesday, what have you got on your calendar tomorrow? If I were flipping to my calendar and looking at it, I would go, okay, tomorrow I start at 7:30 with a radio interview, then assessment debrief, then 2-hour meeting with a new coach, then an hour and a half meeting with a new coach, then a coaching session, then a group session. That's a pretty full day. Start at 7:30, end at 7:30. So I'm thinking about these things. What are the three most important events tomorrow? What are the three most important events? That's what I was looking at. And I just saw myself marking them. Now, they're not all business. I like, if you're going to try this with me, you might make one of them a personal thing, like dinner with the family or with friends or doing something fun. So three important things during the course of the day. It might be a workout at the gym. If you make a workout at the gym that morning, one of your power sessions, I'll show you how it would work. Okay, now you've decided the three times. We're going to bring all of our power to each one of these moments. All of our ability to mentally rehearse, all of our ability to intrinsically validate, all of our power to be present in the now, to be safe and to create a safe place. We're going to bring all this power to the moment. Now we go to the gym. We're going to work out for an hour, and it's a power session. I want you to feel how intense this workout might be, where you're focusing on every moment of every exercise. You're focusing on the person next to you and striking up a conversation. You're fully present and engaged, and you create something so magnificent in that hour. It could be a workout. Your next one might be a 10 o'clock meeting with a staff, for an example. So you pull the staff together in preparation. You're mentally rehearsing what you can say, how you could say it, how you could get buy-in on a certain problem. So you sit down, and you see yourself asking for their input and their and they give you great ideas, and you actually go execute this power session. You bring all of you to this process. Then at noon, I saw myself reading scroll number 9, I Will Act Now. I found as I was actually doing this the following week that as I read that scroll, it spoke to me. I could hear when I went to put something off, no, act now. Okay, just do it. Lots of little things you just get done during the day that would have piled up. Scroll number 9, I Will Act Now. Then you finish your last power session. You might have 1 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, or 2 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, or all 3 in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. But scroll 9 helps you stay connected, alert, and conscious. Finish the last power session. A power session, again, is a moment when you're bringing your power to a moment in time, to an event. This isn't a circus. This isn't about a production. It's just about your mind and your body being in the same place at the same time, totally present. At the end of the day, I saw myself journaling, writing down what happened during those power sessions that may not have happened if I weren't that conscious. What miracles occurred? And then I saw myself reading scroll number 7, I'll Laugh at the World, then going to bed. Now, in truth, through the years, what I've discovered is the following. Wake up in the morning, scroll 5, get fully present. Choose the items in the day. You might only be able to do one of these right now. It might be hard to do 1, 2, 3. Eventually, you want to live here. Identify the most important things. Start executing. Read scroll 9 at noon to stay present. Finish them. Journal what happened that may not have happened otherwise. Read scroll 7. And what I discovered was a magical moment. Every morning, Ramona and I pray together, and she's the voice. Every night, we pray together. Now, this isn't about saying prayers. It's just this is my personal experience. It's getting down in that space after a day where you have stayed present in the now. You focused. And there are, all the problems haven't been solved. But it sounds like this. Dear God, I've done everything I can do. That's not everything that could be done. That's everything I could do. Would you soften hearts and prepare the way while I sleep? It's been my experience, regardless of anybody's beliefs, this is just my experience, that that power does more work while I sleep than I ever do while I'm awake. It's wonderful to hand that baton off, especially when we're in the middle of a firestorm. We did not waste the day in the dark dungeon of despair. We didn't escape to fantasy. We used our mind constructively. We got inspired ideas. We acted on them. We stayed present in the now as much as we possibly could. And now we're reporting, I've done all that I can do. Would you soften hearts and prepare the way while I sleep? I'm going to hand you the baton. I'm going to go sleep like a baby. And I promise you, when my eyes open tomorrow morning, I'll take it back and run with it. Some of the sweetest moments I've had in prayer have occurred in those moments. Some of the sweetest moments. Because when you know you have, and that power knows you have, those words resonate with heaven. They just do. That's a power session. Now, that was my vision. And that vision lit me up. I couldn't wait for the next morning to go execute. It's interesting that by the time I got deeper into the week, it became harder and harder to do because it started to look more like work. And August says, I'll keep my eyes on the goal above my head and ignore the obstacles at my feet. That's such an important piece from scroll number 3 to help us remember to persist until we succeed. But I'm going to encourage all of us to try and experiment. And here's what it looks like. I want you to mentally rehearse tomorrow. You mentally rehearse. And think about what's coming up. And ponder the principle that your dreams will only become real if you intentionally create them. Now, you don't have to do all the work. You get an inspired idea that'll help you find all kinds of ways to speed it up. When the real you shows up, you're actually given more ability. And you plug into the planet, and people come into your life that are attracted to the process, and they bring value and speed up the process even more. You're not all by yourself at all. But you want to be present in the now to be experiencing this. So ponder this. Consider the possibility of building in scroll 5 and 9 and 7. Into your equation. They will serve you at a very high level. And consider about what it would be like to select times in the day where you want to be totally present, focused on creating. See if you can't create a miracle. I was doing this with a sales team earlier today. They're going to do two major power sessions today, Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, 2 to 4. They have a lot of leads that come in. They followed up on them, and some of them are kind of getting a little old. They need to call them, and it's hard in the middle of the day to get into everything else that's going on to get to those leads. So they selected to do a power session. I'll be excited to get the email in the morning to hear what happened for 2 hours. Everybody in the office, they have somebody who takes over the phones, so that someone's answering the phones, and they just plow on those referrals. They just plow on them. And they find out what they can create, and they've decided to put up a board where they list what happens on Tuesday and Thursday, and then they follow and track them so they find out what turned into sales in the business, what kind of profits generated, just from doing those two power sessions a week. You're going to discover that it's difficult to stay present more than one or two or three times a day. There are two reasons. Number one, the vast majority of us, if you look at your assessment, a discipline and structure, the first measurement for 99.5% of you is orange, naturally resistant to discipline and structure. This is very structured. Now, we can be structured in our own life, but it's our choice. This is our choice to be structured. And now all of a sudden someone's saying, why don't you try this? That's why it's so important that it be your dream, your decision. I'm choosing to embrace this. Make it yours so that you can do it. It's got to be yours, because if it's mine, 99.5% of you rebel. You'll be fighting that thought process the whole time you're trying to do it. Number two, most of us are not present in the now very often. Our body is, but our mind is almost always somewhere else. And it's painful for some people to bring it present in the now. I know this because I used to teach power sessions as an assignment. This is what you're going to do. And I had 10 people out of 3,500 coaching sessions do it, the first coaching clients do it the first week. 10 out of 3,500. Part of it is because of resistance to structure. You're dealing with that issue, and some were just not present in the now. So take yourself wherever you are. If you just read scroll 5 and 9 and 7, and you actually did that, one each, you know, morning, noon, and night, 5 in the morning, 9 at noon, 7 at night, if you just did that for a week, that might be a really big breakthrough for you. And once you get accustomed to that over a week or two, then you start focusing on just one specific event a day, and you start creating miracles. You'll have a burning desire to be more often in the now. The secret to all of this is that when we're in fantasy, the body's releasing norepinephrine. It's a euphoric drug. It makes us feel wonderful. We're used to using our mind and getting that euphoric drug. It also destroys everything else, but we're used to that. In this process, we're getting an inspired idea, the next passion, but it takes a little while to act on it, create it, and see the reward. The difference, however, is that you cannot drive on this planet a fantasy Ferrari. However, when you've created real money in a real bank account with which you can buy a real couch, that's tangible evidence. And the more tangible evidence we create, the more encouraging we will be to ourselves to take on our thought processes and be present in the now. Okay. Now, again, you want to make this your vision. Your vision. What would you like to do? With the intention of becoming more and more present in the now. And just know that the more you spend your mind constructively getting an inspired idea, and you're working on an inspired idea, the better it will be. You'll notice that in this plan, where we are mentally rehearsing an event, the purpose for the mental rehearsal is not just to get an idea of how to do it better, it's to get an idea that ignites our passion about doing it in the first place. That ignites passion for that small activity. Okay, I'm going to pause and see if there's any questions or thoughts about this before I turn you loose to do this. What do you think? Sounds like we're ready to run with it. Before I turn you loose tonight, are there any questions? Yes? Somebody have a question? Before I turn you loose tonight, I want to see if there's any questions about anything else or situations that you're working on that you'd like to brainstorm for just a moment. Anything I can do to serve anyone tonight where you are right now in your life. I want to thank you for coming tonight. This is a real pivotal moment in creation. Learning to use your mind constructively, igniting passion, and then bringing your true self to the work of creation. This is a joyful place to live. It's not initially in comparison to that counterfeit form of joy called norepinephrine, but this is real joy. This is lasting joy. This is how we create our dreams in tangible reality. This is how we live in the house we want to live in, drive the car we want to drive, have the finances, the relationships, the spiritual life. This is how we make those things actually occur. Well, thanks, everybody. Just jump off of mute for a moment, and let's say goodnight so I can hear your voices and turn you loose to take this on this week.
Good night, Dave.
Good night, Dave. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dave.
Thanks, everyone. Be courageous this week, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks. I'll share that with Ramona. Thank you. Be courageous this week, everyone. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Bye-bye.